أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكتبنا عليهم فيها أن النفس بالنفس والعين بالعين والأنف بالأنف والأذن بالأذن والأذن بالأذن والسن بالسن والجروح قصاص، فمن تصدق به فهو كفارة له، ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 45 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here speaks about the Islamic penal law of retaliation, which is known as Qisas. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about it particularly here is because at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even before, the two tribes of Madina Munawwara, the Banu Nadir and the Banu Qurayza, were always at loggerheads. The Banu Nadir was more affluent, more influential, and hence they made the laws and they set the laws in their favor against the Banu Qurayza. The law, for example, of retaliation, that if one person killed another person willingly, intentionally, using a weapon that is normally used to kill, then the killer would have to be taken to task, and then his life will be taken in retaliation. But that Banu Nadir had created such laws that if one of them would kill somebody from the Banu Qurayza, there will be no retaliation of a life, but there would be blood money. And the opposite, if the Banu Qurayza person was the killer of somebody from the Banu Nadir, then there will be retaliation and a double blood money. And in this way, there was this inconsistency and this imbalance. So here, like in the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the law of rajam, stoning to death for a married person who committed zina. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the original revelation in the Torah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the inconsistency of the Yahud in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we should say up to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَكَتَبَنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا, and we had prescribed, ordained for them in it, that is in the Torah, أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ, that there will be a life for a life in lieu of a life. If somebody killed someone intentionally, then the killer will be retaliated upon and he will have to be killed. And like that Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ, and an eye for an eye. If somebody hurt the eye of someone, then equally that person's eye would also be hurt. And this is in actual fact the law of the Sharia of Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal anfa bil anf, and a nose for a nose. If somebody hurt the nose, injured the nose of someone, then that person's nose, the aggressor's nose, will be injured. Wal udhuna bil udhun, and an ear for an ear. وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ, and a tooth for a tooth. وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاص, and of wounds it will be of equality. Certain wounds will be retaliated for, others will not be retaliated. But this, in a nutshell, was the revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Torah. Some ulama have stated that it was not even forgivable in the Torah, the retaliation had to be taken, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as a mercy on the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody was killed and the inheritors of the killed person decided to forgive, take the blood money and let the person go, then it is permissible in the Shariat of Islam, and this was unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَن تَصَدَّقَ بِهِ فَهُوَ كَفَّارَةُ اللَّهِ, then whoever forgives with regards to the retaliation, then it will be a kafara, it will be an expiation for him.
For who? Some ulama from the Sahaba used to say it will be a forgiveness for the aggressor. Others have stated it will be a forgiveness for the aggrieved person and the family of the aggrieved who had forgiven. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. And the most important of all of this, like was discussed yesterday, that whoever does not adjudicate, whoever does not judge according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Then they are the wrongdoers, they are the oppressors, they have oppressed the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and in doing so, they have committed a crime against Allah Ta'ala, and they have committed an oppression against themselves insofar as accountability is concerned in the hereafter. So in a nutshell, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala highlights the other aspect of the Yahud, that they had changed and contaminated the rule and the law of Allah Ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in the original Torah. And it is a lesson for you and I to remain steadfast on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever it may be, the hukam and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would apply. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.